Another mighty angel. Lord, grant that when we see the ministry of the Church of God, that we see a mighty angel. Not a weakling. You remember over there in the fifth trumpet where those grasshopper creatures came out of the bottomless pit. They had hair like women. They were an effeminate ministry. Easily moved and easily turned. And they were, God is calling for a mighty angel. A mighty angel. That comes down from heaven. Not something that comes out of the earth. Not something that comes out of the sea. Something that comes down from heaven. Mighty angel, a mighty ministry. Clothed with a cloud. Same kind of cloud these witnesses. Great cloud of witnesses. He said in Hebrews. Clothed with a cloud. And this ministry, this end time ministry, it meant that there wouldn't be just a minister and no people. It meant that there would be the clothed with the cloud. Meant that there would be a multitude of witnesses to the message that the mighty angel was proclaiming. Some of these preachers get preacher's itch and they're not called, and they start preaching, and nobody listens. Can't get a crowd. Can't get anybody to come around. Maybe except their wife and two or three children, and they've got a call. Well, if they have a call, they'll have a cloud. Amen. The mighty angel comes down from heaven, they'll have a cloud. Well, nobody wants the message anymore. Nobody loves the truth anymore. Nobody sees it like we do. Listen, if you've got the message and God's working with you, you're going to have a cloud. Amen. There'll be people that will love the message. There'll be people that will love the truth. There are people who love the truth in this time we're living in. Amen. And they will be the cloud if there'll be a mighty angel, if there'll be a mighty ministry, amen, to raise it up. Raise up the truth. It said he was clothed with a cloud and a rainbow was upon his head. Somebody tell me what a rainbow symbolizes. The promises. The promises of God. When you see the mighty angel, when you see the ministry of this time, you need to be able to see the promises of God reflected in the ministry. We sang the little song when I was a child. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. Amen. The ministry is representing to the people the promises of God. Not just unadulterated meanness or harshness. Amen. Not just a judgmental spirit. Come on. Mercy, love, grace, meekness. Long suffering, gentleness, goodness, kindness, courtesy, compassion. Amen. Promises are all that. Some groups have just put down what you see when you see the ministry. You just see somebody that's cutting and slashing, harsh. Beating. Cutting. Never planting. Never building. Never concerned. Never loving. That's not right. Amen. When you see the ministry, you're supposed to see the whole picture of Jesus. Amen. Lord, help us. Help me.